KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the cross-country season came to a close Saturday with a state meet up near Fort Dodge, and it was a record-setting event for Rebecca Topham of Griswold. The freshman was the champion in the girls' Class 1A race, running a time of 13 minutes 59 seconds. That's a Class 1A state championship record, and also the fourth fastest run all time in any class, as she led her team to a third place finish overall. Tri-Center placed sixth, eighth place for Corning Saturday. In boys 1A action, it was St. Albert taking home the team title with Riverside seventh and Guthrie Center ninth. Individually, Cade Cleveland of Riverside was second with a time of 16:05. Josh Sindelar of St. Albert placed fourth. John Gunderson of Riverside was seventh. George Dahl of St. Albert 15th. And Spencer Rokols of Adair Casey placed 21st. In boys 3A, it was Glenwood placing 11th with Mark Abrams leading the way with a ninth place finish. Also in the girls 3A, Allie Krogman of Atlantic took home sixth place at the 3A state cross country championships with a time of 14 minutes 59 seconds. That was 50 seconds behind state champion Madison Waymeyer of Dallas Center Grimes. Harlan placed 11th in the team competition, while Shenandoah Essex placed 13th on Saturday. Well, the second round of the high school football playoffs set for tonight. We've got a couple of games we'll be covering for you here tonight on KJAN. The broadcast game for you tonight will be an eight-man affair as Cam will play on the road at Adair Casey. The Cougars 8-3, while the Bombers are 8-2 on the season. This is a rematch from a regular season game. Cam was defeated by Adair Casey 56-17 in that regular season matchup. In fact, Adair Casey outgained them almost 4-1 in that game. Coach Wade Anderson of Adair Casey says he's not expecting the same type of a matchup this time around.
Cam's improved a ton. They were a young group, and they've drastically improved. Their offense is putting up a ton of points now. Earlier on, they were relying on their defense, and they have a very good defense, obviously. But now their offense is clicking, putting up points. We had some breaks go for us in that first game, and when it comes down to a rivalry game, it really comes down to things like that. So we all know the scoreboard reads 0-0. That first game means nothing. And we know they're going to come out and give us their best shot, and we're going to try to do the same thing. It's going to be a hard-fought battle, and should be a fun game to be a part of.
Well, Cam head coach Joe Woolham talks about the great ground games between these two teams. A couple of great running back matchups. Dylan Amdor and Brady Runyon out of the backfield for Cam. You've got Clayton Plowman and Cole Palmer coming out of the backfield for Adair Casey. But Woolham says it won't all be about the running backs.
Well, you know, a little bit more going today. You know, offensive line, defensive line have a lot to do with that. And, you know, quite frankly, how we tackled the first game really gave Plowman a lot more of his yards because we had him in the backfield a couple times, and you know, nothing against him, he's a great running back, but you know, we'd like to think that we can bring him down back there, and you know, it's going to really come down to some blocking and tackling as well.
Well, you can hear more from those two head coaches tonight in our pregame show. We're on the air at 6:15 this evening from Adair Casey High School with our pregame show. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock, and we'll have all the action for you tonight live on KJAN and also on the web. You can listen anywhere in the world at KJAN.com. Just go to our Listen Live page. Also an eight-man tonight, East Mills will play a Glidden-Ralston. Fremont Mills will host Stanton, and Lennox goes to Murray tonight. In Class A play tonight, Bedford is at Exira EHK, and we'll have live coverage of that game for you this evening as well here on the radio. Brett Johnson will be on hand at that contest up at Exira tonight to give us live updates. We'll talk to Brett several times throughout the course of the evening with updates on how that one is going. 8-1 for the Spartans, 8-2 for the Bulldogs. Exira EHK won the regular season matchup between these two ball clubs. That game also kicks off at 7 tonight. Also tonight in Class 1A play, Logan Magnolia is at Panorama. Des Moines Christian plays at St. Albert. In 2A, Central Lion George Little Rock plays at Kemper Catholic, while in 3A tonight, Spencer is at Harlan, and Carroll plays at Boyden Hall Rock Valley. All those games kicking at 7 o'clock. All the winners moving to the quarterfinal round. Although St. Louis Rams may have drawn some inspiration from the World Series champs with manager Tony La Russa and some of the Cardinals on hand, 2 days after winning the World Series, the Rams stunned New Orleans 31-21 for their first win of the season. Steven Jackson rushed for 159 yards and two touchdowns, the first 100-yard game he's had in 3 seasons. The maligned Rams defense did its part, sacking Saints quarterback Drew Brees 6 times and intercepting him 2 times, returning 1 for a touchdown. Elsewhere in Week 8 play, the Philadelphia Eagles scored touchdowns on their first 3 possessions as they embarrassed Dallas 34-7. Philadelphia shredded the Cowboys' league-leading rushing defense, which came into the week averaging just under 70 yards allowed per game. LeSean McCoy ran 30 times for a career-best 185 yards and 2 scores. Michael Vick completed 21 of 28 for 279 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also ran for 50 yards. The Pittsburgh Steelers played ball control and kept Tom Brady and company off the field in a 25-17 win over New England at Heinz Field. The result was the Steelers holding Brady to a season-low 198 yards passing while allowing the Pats a mere 213 yards of total offense, half of their season average. Ben Roethlisberger passed for 365 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Pats are 5-2. The Steelers are 6-2. The Tim Tebow miracle moments lasted precisely 1 week. After producing a miracle win at Miami last weekend, Tebow was sacked 7 times, and the Detroit Lions turned 2 of his turnovers into touchdowns in a 45-10 rout of the Denver Broncos at Mile High. Eli Manning capped a Giants comeback with a 25-yard scoring pass to Victor Cruz in a 20-17 win over Miami. Manning went 31 of 45 for 345 yards and 2 touchdowns to drop the Dolphins to 0-7 for just the 2nd time in franchise history. Tennessee got a pair of touchdowns from Nate Washington in a 27-10 win over Indianapolis. That drops the Colts to 0-7. Billy Cundiff's 25-yard field goal as time expired gave Baltimore a 30-27 comeback win over Arizona. The Ravens rallied from 21 points down with the help of 3 Ray Rice touchdowns. Arizona took a 24-3 lead by scoring 3 TDs in a 5-minute span of the 2nd quarter. One of them was an 82-yard punt return by Patrick Peterson. The Ravens improved to 5-2. The Arizona now 1-6. Arian Foster rushed for 112 yards and a touchdown to lead Houston to a 24-14 win over Jacksonville as the Texans held Jaguars rookie quarterback Blaine Gabbert to 10 of 30 passing for 97 yards and 2 interceptions. Ryan Longwell booted a 31-yard field goal with 2:43 to go that lifted Minnesota to a 24-21 win over Carolina. Olindo Mare had a chance to force overtime but was wide left on a 31-yard field goal attempt with 26 seconds left. Adrian Peterson rushed for 162 yards and 2 scores for the 2-6 Vikings. The surprising Buffalo Bills improved to 5-2 by blanking the hapless Washington Redskins 23-0. The Bills' defense sacked Washington QB John Beck 9 times as the Bills shut out a Mike Shanahan coach team for the first time in his NFL coaching career. The equally surprising San Francisco 49ers improved to 6-1 by doubling up Cleveland 20-10. Frank Gore went over the 125-yard rushing mark and scored at least 1 TD for the 4th straight game as the Niners are now just 2 losses on the season. Rookie quarterback Andy Dalton threw a pair of first-half touchdown passes, and Brandon Tate returned to punt 56 yards for a score as Cincinnati earned their 4th straight win, 34-12, over the Seattle Seahawks. Clemson and Kansas State tumbled in the Associated Press college football poll after losing for the first time this season, and top 5 teams in the rankings all held their ground heading into Saturday night's showdown between number 1 LSU and number 2 Alabama. Clemson slipped 5 spots to number 11 after losing 31-17 at Georgia Tech, while Kansas fell 7 spots to, that should be Kansas State, fell 7 spots to number 17 after getting thumped 58-17 by Oklahoma. LSU received 47 first-place votes from the media panel. Alabama had 10. The two had the week off prior to their meeting this Saturday. Number 3, Oklahoma State, and number 4, Stanford held on to their spots after victories, while Boise State stayed at number 5 after a bye. Georgia Tech's upset pushed the Yellow Jackets back into the rankings at number 22, while Auburn jumped back in at number 25. Stanford's first win of the season against a ranked team helped Andrew Luck and the Cardinal move up in the BCS standings, while LSU, Alabama, and Oklahoma State remain locked in the top 3 spots in the standings released on Sunday. Stanford moved up 2 places to 4th after beating Southern Cal 56-48 in triple overtime. Boise State slipped a spot to 5th, while Clemson fell from 5th to 11th after its first loss of the season. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Chris Carpenter, Tony La Russa, and the World Series champion Cardinals drew huge cheers at the NFL game between the St. Louis Rams and the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. About a dozen Cardinals showed up at the Edward Jones Dome Sunday. They got a long-standing ovation when they were introduced early in the first quarter. Carpenter wore the jersey of star running back Steven Jackson when he went to midfield for the coin toss. Carpenter beat Texas in Game 7 Friday night. La Russa sported the jersey of injured quarterback Sam Bradford. The manager was joined by Matt Holliday, Kyle Loesch, and several other Cardinals. The Cardinals' victory parade was held later in the day and finished up a few blocks away at Busch Stadium. The Red Sea of fans jammed downtown St. Louis Sunday to honor the World Series champion Cardinals and to send a clear message to free agent slugger Albert Pujols, and that was to stay. An official crowd estimate was not immediately available for the parade down the streets of St. Louis and the celebration at Busch Stadium, but city officials expected several hundred thousand. It was clearly that, if not more. The crowd was so large, the people were parking more than 2 miles away, and interstate highways were jammed up near downtown. Well, Francisco Rodriguez's $17.5 million mutual option has been declined, and the Milwaukee Brewers reliever was among 148 players who became free agents on Sunday. K-Rod's deal was reworked when he was traded from the New York Mets during the All-Star break, changing it from an option that would have become guaranteed had he finished 55 games. Rodriguez, used as a setup man by the Brewers, gets a $4 million buyout. That's up from the original $3.5 million. A person familiar with the negotiation says the Yankees have made a contract offer to ace CC Sabathia, who has until Monday to decide whether to opt out of the $92 million and 4 years remaining on his current deal. The Colorado Rockies have declined their $11 million mutual option for next season on right-hander Aaron Cook, the franchise's career leader in wins. Cook went 3-10 last season with a .603 earned run average. The Boston Red Sox have exercised their option on shortstop Marco Scudero for the 2012 season. It's the team's first transaction since Ben Sherrington took over as general manager. In addition, the Brewers declined a $6 million club option on shortstop Yunesky Betancourt, who gets a $2 million buyout. Others whose options were declined included Atlanta outfielder Nate McLouth, Colorado right-hander Aaron Cook, and the San Diego trio of right-handers Aaron Harang and Chad Qualls, and outfielder Brad Hopp. Left-handed reliever Javier Lopez has agreed to an $8.5 million two-year contract to stay with the San Francisco Giants, who also have picked up the $5 million contract option for fellow lefty reliever Jeremy Offelt. Lopez has gone 7-2 with a .238 earned run average in 97 appearances since he was acquired in a trade from Pittsburgh in 2010. In racing, Tony Stewart passed Jimmy Johnson on a restart with three laps to go and surged into contention for his third NASCAR Sprint Cup Championship with three races left. That victory was the third for Stewart in the first seven races of the 10-race playoffs. Stewart moved from 19 points behind leader Carl Edwards and in fourth place to just 8 points behind in second as several contenders got caught up in a season-high 18 caution flags. Matt Kenseth and Brad Keselowski, who had late problems, were both passed by Stewart in the points race. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, Columbus beat Anaheim 3-1. It was Ottawa over Toronto 3-2, Colorado 3-2 over Los Angeles, and Edmonton beat St. Louis by a final of 4-2. And in college basketball news, Kansas guards Tyshawn Taylor and Elijah Johnson both have been suspended for violating team rules. So they'll miss both of the 13th-ranked Jayhawks exhibition games. They'll miss exhibition games tomorrow night against Pittsburgh State and November 8th against Fort Hays State. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.